I want to win now. Right. I don't give a damn about 30 years from now. I really don't. I want to win now. I want to win with these guys.
You know, all we're really thinking about
is championships.
Yeah, we weren't talking about any of this other stuff.
We've pissed.
We're talking about let's get this done. You know?
All this garbage about do or die or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship. You got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and you let the chips fly, and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay, is that going to be in our future? Who knows? No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible, you know. But we are given to take care of the day and today and what the moment and be in the moment and to, you know, take care of one another, have each other's back, share a vision, share an understanding, fight as hard as you can, you know, for that vision and understanding, for that brotherhood, for one another.
I think it was Leviticus that said the Ravens shall not win a championship this year. And alas, John Harbaugh was fired yesterday around 5:15. It leaked out. Fired, not a mutual parting of ways. He was fired. Some considerable reporting being done in the last 24 hours with John Harbaugh out. So, Jason, you've had some time to digest and I'm sure talk to some people. What do you think now about the decision the Ravens have made to fire John Harbaugh?
Well, everyone in this room thought it, all the data, years of data, and by data, I mean, obviously, wins, losses, results, the way they've lost, the fourth quarter collapses, what's happened when they face teams that are at their weight class or better than their weight class, when everything's on the line. You know, I'm not talking about a Monday night in San Francisco where you know you're already going to the playoffs and already winning the division. I'm talking about true money games. The last 5-6 years under Harbs, how did that go? You're looking at data points like what kind of things are coming out of the locker room and how circumspect are people being and how they speak about him. And all that led us to a conclusion that was if Bisciotti was engaged about winning now, then he was going to have to, I've been saying forever, fire the coach and the GM.
Got it.
But at least fire the coach. And that happened. Why did it happen? I think some of this crap about Lamar, like, just be careful where you're shopping for that. This owner hasn't had time to canvass the locker room. Like, this owner isn't in the building every day having lunch with Lamar. His first set of meetings were with Harbaugh. And I, from what I gather, Harbaugh was a little surprised about the nature of the first meeting. And kind of realized at that point that this might be it. And then they had a break and then they had another extensive meeting. And at that point, it was clear that Bisciotti believed this coaching staff needed to be pretty much overhauled. And after being here as long as he's been here and after firing all the coaches he's fired over the years, that Harbaugh did not want to let all these guys go, try to reassemble an entire staff. And then I'm going to stick with these players. I'm going to stick with the same people picking the players because nothing ever changes down the hallway. And I'm supposed to fire all these good men who I think are going to immediately get jobs elsewhere. And then you guys, I'm sure, are going to want some say because now I'm on notice on what the next staff looks like. And then I'm going to be fired in a year. Like, no, I'm not going to fire all those guys. So if that's the way you want to move your program forward, let me go too. And look, the idea that other people in the organization had been thinking about this forever. We've been talking about, everybody in this town's been talking about this since like the team was 1-6.
Mm-hmm.
So people have been aligning themselves. People have been getting their ducks in a row. And John Harbaugh is a savvy enough person to know, am I better off sticking here under their rules with a hodgepodge staff while all my guys go elsewhere and get 2- and 3-year deals? So now I can't hide. So when I'm fired in a year, I can't get those guys because they're still under contract. Or am I better just staying aligned with my guys? And now we're all out there together. Yeah. We're all going to make more money than this guy was going to pay us. And if somehow we don't, he's got to pay me the difference anyway. And I can go to these owners and say, you can get me. You can get Todd Monken. You can get Denard. I got the staff. Zach Orr is linebacker's coach. Like, he's You're not just buying Harbaugh. You're buying the whole, he's out there on the open market with his whole package. So, no, I'm not. I don't think any. The only surprising part was, would Bisciotti do it?
That's it. This needed to be done, but I was. You even asked me the question. I think it was 3:45 segment at that point. Do you think it's happening? And I was like, now that we're getting further removed from Sunday, I think the further along we get, the more likely that Harbs is here. But we knew that it needed to be done. But even when the news was officially announced in the middle of the segment
shocked.
For us.
Yeah, Beltway Ben told us.
It's still jarring.
It's jarring.
It's jarring because this guy had been here for 18 years, but it had run its course. This was a coach that experienced significant postseason success through the first 5 years of his career.
Unprecedented road playoff success.
First coach in NFL history to win a playoff game in each of his first 5 seasons, and that, of course, culminated with a Super Bowl championship. Over the last 13 years, the Ravens are 4-7 in the playoffs. 13 years. That's a long time. One conference championship. Just 3 playoff wins since Lamar Jackson came here in 2018. And it gets to the point that you're saying, Jason, where both sides will benefit from this. I think John will be reinvigorated in a new organization, a new city. It's all new to him. And I think the Ravens, I think the fan base, everyone here, like, there's so much excitement and craziness now because there hasn't been a head coaching search here in 18 years. Yeah. Like, this is a big deal. When you look at the coaching vacancies, which one of the teams is not like the other? You look at a bunch of just dumpster fire organizations, and then you have the Ravens atop it. And it's exciting. It's new.
Well, yeah. It's something. It's like, you hate to say it because you feel bad for the guy who got fired, but it's like a second Christmas. Like, you're waiting to see what's under the tree as far as what comes to pass to be the next guy. And Jason, I'm hearing some of what you're like. I think wherever John goes, Todd Monken's with him. Yep. Like that's happening. It is interesting. He's got the power. If he wants that Giants job and he don't like Joe Shane, like, that guy might not be the GM anymore if he wants to. Wants to bring in like his own guy in that job.
And I think not only that, you're hearing some, you know, rumblings. Miami, hey, McDaniel, hey, Harbaugh's on the open market. We might jump from a current head coach that still is under contract.
Here in Tampa, too.
Green Bay could open as
well.
I don't think he's in a rush, but of the jobs that are open right now, I think Atlanta's the one.
Really?
You win right away. It's a crappy division.
Yeah.
You bring Todd Monken with you. Todd Monken won a national championship running Georgia's offense. Like, people are going, Monken to fix Penix.
Interesting.
Penix doesn't have to be great. The defense is already pretty good. You bring Denard, you bring Zach Orr. And remember, Rich McKay is finally out of the building.
Yes.
It's Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's a nice guy. Matt Ryan's going to be like, hey, you want to bring your own? And they've already fired the GM. Harbs doesn't have to come in and win a battle day one to wrest power away from a buffoon like Joe Shane, who should already been fired. I can go somewhere where they've already cleared the deck for me. You think Matt Ryan's got a list of 8 potential GMs? I mean, he might, but you get John Harbaugh, you get that whole staff, and Harbs is like, oh, and I would like to bring this person and this person and this person for personnel. It's not like he's got to ask or demand.
Yeah.
It's like, of course.
Yeah.
So I think you could look at the ones where there's also, I don't think he wants to inherit somebody else's personnel problem. I'll say this. A lot of people are talking about John Harbaugh's letter and not mentioning the fans. That's not what struck me. Did you mention the GM in there?
He didn't mention it, yeah. No.
That's what struck people around the league. Yeah. I got multiple texts about that. Did you find it interesting that Harbaugh didn't mention DaCosta in there anywhere? I mean, DaCosta was already established here when he got here. His whole professional career has been working with DaCosta.
Remember during COVID, they were on the fence together?
They're neighbors.
Yeah. The owners always paired. They were paired until they weren't. Their contracts are going to be lined up. They're tied together. I'm tying them together. Interesting.
We have a massive Wednesday show as we try to come to grips with John Harbaugh being gone and who could be next as the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Guest-wise, will college football playoffs start back up again tomorrow? Tim Murray from VSiN, his best bets at 3:30. Aaron Schatz, the inventor of DVOA, will get his thoughts on the Harbaugh firing and how bad were the Ravens, analytically speaking. He joins at 4. And Bull Smolka, I wrote an interesting piece about Eric DaCosta should be taking some of the brunt about the failures this season. That's why we're originally having him on, but obviously, we got to get his thoughts on what's going on here with John Harbaugh being fired.
Yeah, I mean, this is the dominant topic in this town for the foreseeable future. We will discuss different sorts of profiles, who might Bisciotti be inclined to go with, and we'll also talk about individual candidates, and we'll continue to do that at length in the days and the weeks to come. Yeah, I mean, this is unprecedented, relatively unprecedented terrain for this franchise.
Coming up next. So now they need a head coach. Well, who makes sense? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.